This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:33 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, Jeremy, it was a funny joke we came out of a segment. You talking about dirty old men. Who was dirty old men?
Oh, the dirty old men were, who were we talking about? Jerry Jones.
Uh-huh.
And then it segued nice into another dirty old man because we have Ed Norris coming on.
He's coming on right now. What's up, Ed? You heard what Jeremy said about you?
Not even Bill Belichick was in there?
No. I don't know which one you'd be more upset at, me calling you dirty or old.
I don't care anymore. I have other problems.
And do you have your sheet with you, or at least is it on your phone?
Yes, it is.
Who did you pick yesterday?
I had the Saints.
We knew that. We knew that. Well, we just wanted to hear you say it. Because the Saints are the upstart team in the NFL.
That's what I heard.
All right, Ed. Jeremy, New England, Jacksonville. Who'd you pick?
Jacksonville.
Ed, who do you have?
It's like a home game, so I'm going to Jacksonville.
I got Jacksonville as well.
I had him last week, too. It worked out well.
Seattle, Atlanta. Ed, who you have?
I'm doing something I don't do. I'm going to go with the Falcons here.
I'm going to Falcons, too. Jeremy?
I'm going Seattle. I thought Ed was going Seattle with me. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not the lone wolf here. But for some reason.
I usually would.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks here at Atlanta, and I can't give you a good reason why. It's just a feel.
Tennessee at Buffalo. Jeremy, where you going?
Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo, too. Ed?
Buffalo.
All right, Cincy at Cleveland, Ed, who are you going?
I'm going to go with the Bengals. They can't be this bad.
Yeah, I'm going to Bengals, too, even though I think Cleveland is, they can do it.
I mean, we're all going Cincinnati, but Rob and I both said the same thing earlier. Like, this feels like one of those weird ones where, is Nick Chubb coming back this week? Been a lot of talk about him.
No, he's eligible, but I don't think he's coming back this week.
Okay, but there's been a lot of talk about him this week. He's close.
Houston at Green Bay, Jeremy?
I took Green Bay, but I think this is a close game.
Close game also with me. I got Green Bay because they're the home game, home team. Ed?
I'm also going with Green Bay, and this is one of those. I feel like I know I feel I'm wrong, but I still lean to Green Bay, so I'm going to stick with them.
Miami at Indianapolis, Edward?
Indy. I think the Dolphins are cooked.
I'll go on Indy also until Tua gets back. What's up, Jeremy?
I took Indy.
Detroit at Minnesota, Jeremy.
Yeah, again, we got to see what this Detroit team is going to look like without Aiden Hutchinson. Minnesota's coming off of a bye. Detroit coming off this big win. I think it's a perfect letdown spot. I like the Vikings.
I'm going Detroit, Ed.
I'm going Detroit. I think Jeremy makes a point, though, about Hutchinson is like the engine of that defense. Without him, he's one of the best in the league. That's a huge loss. So I'm kind of – this is one of those, I would go with Detroit. Usually I'm very confident,
plus,
but not this week.
The other thing that's interesting, too, is giving Brian Flores 2 weeks to get ready for that Lions offense. I'm interested to see how good Minnesota's defense looks this week.
Philadelphia at New York Giants, Ed.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. The Giants have shown flashes of decency, but I still think I'm going to go with the Eagles.
I'm going with the Eagles also. I think Saquon Barkley has returned. He may have started running already. Jeremy.
That's true.
Yeah, look, Malik Nabers is back this week. I think the Giants have had this game circled with Saquon Barkley coming back to their stadium. I think the Giants win this game outright.
Vegas at Rams, Jeremy.
I'm going to ram them. I got the Rams.
I got the Rams as well.
I'm going to go with Vegas. I can't do that. I don't know, the Rams.
Come on, man. You can't join us on the Ram Ranch?
I was waiting for that. There you go. Maybe I will now.
Carolina at Commanders, Ed.
I'm going with the Commanders. They showed something, man. I mean, they played the Ravens tough. That's That's not easy for teams. That's a real team now, so I'm going to go with Commanders.
All of those things you said about the Commanders are irrelevant. I'm going Commanders because they're playing against Carolina. Period.
Commanders win, Carolina covers. That's my opinion.
Jeremy, KC versus San Fran, at San Fran.
Again, Kansas City's so good off of a bye week, but I'm taking San Francisco because this league's drunk and it doesn't matter this year.
Well, it does matter when it comes to Andy Reid, who's 21-4 after a bye in his career. I'm going Kansas City, Ed.
I'm going Kansas City, too. Until somebody beats them, they're still the king.
Well, you finally gave up.
I surrender.
All right. You had 874 ways while they were done. And Jets at Pittsburgh.
Surprise, yeah. I'm going to go with the Jets. I think Russell Wilson makes his return this week.
He's going Jets because the other team's quarterback makes his debut. That's screwed up, man. I'm going Jets. Hey, the Jets got Devontae Adams, got this, got that. Nah, Russell Wilson starts for the Steelers.
And you're a Jets fan. Devontae Adams showing up at Aaron Rodgers' house. Who gets to be on top? Because they are sharing bunk beds, right?
It's his house. He probably gets first choice, so okay. Whatever. He'd probably be on top. I'd be on top.
Of course you would.
Isolate that, please. I'm going Pittsburgh.
I'm going with the Jets for a lot of the reasons, but mainly the one Ed said. Russell Wilson starting for the other team.
Chargers at Arizona, Monday Night Football. Edward?
I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think the Cardinals will show flashes, but I still see Chargers better.
I'm going with the Chargers as well. Jeremy.
Lone wolfing it again. I got Arizona. I'm either going to look like a genius or the dumbest person ever on Monday.
And if I'm not mistaken, this might be the first time ever that I picked the Chargers.
Yeah, it's the first time in my memory in 8 years, yeah.
And Ed, Monday Night Football, Ravens at Tampa.
Tampa's better than I thought they were going to be this year, but the Ravens, I still believe, are the best team in football. I really do. So I think the Ravens win in a decent margin, probably like 30-23.
Jeremy?
Baker with turnovers. Ravens win.
I'm going Ravens, and I'm going 27-20. Jeremy, you at 27-17?
Yes.
Ed?
30-23.
There you go, 30-23. Hey. All right, Ed, how's it going down there in Sarasota?
I wish I could describe it. It's so awful. I don't know if you've heard this or if I told you. The roof was ripped off the airport here. It's been closed. I don't know if Chester Keys ever coming back. St. Armand's is destroyed. The house, I feel bad. It's just we haven't had power. I mean, we have it back now. Didn't have power for a long time. And it's just so exhausting because just trying to take everybody's, chipping in and neighbors are helping each other. But it's a true disaster area.
Wait a minute. There's no more SCOB?
I don't know. It's a mess. SCOB's destroyed.
What's SCOB?
Siesta Key Oyster Bar.
Oh.
Yeah, a friend of mine, the guy who helped me cut some branches off these trees.
My hangout spot.
He lives on Siesta Key. Yeah, he said SCOB was destroyed.
Yeah. That's my Sarasota hangout spot.
I know.
Yep. Damn.
It's just got to be awful because, when I walk into a situation like that, and I'm just saying, if something, let's say I had a flood at my house where a hose got ripped open. I walk in the house and I see water coming out of every, the sprinklers. It's the ceiling looks like a giant boob as it's, filled with water. And then the thing bursts and you see it go everywhere. I couldn't imagine walking into what you guys saw and just saying,
it's your home.
Where the F do we start?
Yeah.
That's how it's been. It's like, and it's tense, and it's stressful for people like that. Both of us, it's very stressful because it just is. Everything you put every penny into this house. it's just been something. I mean, today I got to try to put the fence back up, the gate. It's torn off the hinges, and that's when we get to everything else. And then I got to get ripped the gutters off because they're hanging. The gutters are ripped off the house, but not completely. So it took three days to get all the wood out of the backyard from trees and just debris of all kinds that flew in here.
Ed,
it wasn't clean for 2 hours. They sent power over. Florida Power Light came over with these crews they got from who knows where. And they start cutting down the trees in my backyard. And they filled it up with a couple hundred pounds of wood again. Had to do it all for a kid. You take this? No. Great.
Man.
So, yeah, it's been a disaster.
Well, at least you didn't have two surgeries before I had to do this.
Right. Is that? This has been a great year for me, I tell you.
Jesus.
Been...
Your ass, you know that?
I'm just look, I want to go with Ed and just do the whole Jack Harbaugh thing. Who's got it better than us? And then just everybody's going to start crying. You can't be positive in a situation like this.
Two major surgeries and my house was destroyed by a hurricane. Great.
Jesus.
Well, that's all within since April.
So will we see you Monday?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I've done enough to get it back. We have power and the repairs are good. I mean, just the rest is insurance claims. We're waiting for
Yeah, you just made me lose $250.
Why?
Because I bet somebody that you won't come back to Tuesday so you can go see the Bucks Ravens at Tampa.
Yeah, believe me, Rashawn's going. He hit me up last night.
What, do you want a place to stay?
No, he's staying in Tampa, so I'm still going to meet him, but I don't know if that's possible.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Wish you the best. See you on Monday.
All right, I'll see you next week.
Take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.